Welcome to the Casual Cowards, folks. My name is Chester.
God, you're the worst. Were you going to listen to the whole fucking song first?
I thought it was going to dim, like it was going to get quiet, and I would get a cue.
Welcome to the Casual Cowards, folks.
Sure.
Hey, fellas. Hey, fellas.
Hey, hey guys.
I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
Hey, yeah. And I'm Brandon.
And we're here with Brandon again. Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, folks, look, Brandon's here.
I'll get the whole thing out there. We are the Casual Cowards of gaming. There are three of us. Apparently, he's only Casual Cowards. Folks.
Folks. That's my new favorite wrestling word
for
the rest of the day.
I was plural.
You did.
Welcome to the Casual Cowards.
Oh, I didn't put the of gaming
folks,
on there?
Come on. We're trying to build a brand, okay?
I prefer not to say it, too. Sounds long.
It's our name.
You know, it just, I don't know, it just sounds like we're being a little pretentious about it.
I thought I had force powers for 1 second.
You're doing a force check?
Yeah, I felt it working. I felt like I had failed you for the last time.
Anyway, what are we doing here, Chester? Guy who let us in, folks?
Oh, we're talking about Mortal Kombat with Brandon today, right?
What episode is this?
Is it 15?
This is episode 15.
it is
15.
Doing
You're
math.
Doing math.
I was doing math.
We did 14 last week. 14.1 was the point cast.
You
so.
Did.
Yeah. So we're doing Mortal Kombat. We're going to do 1 through 3. And
Brandon here because he is the expert.
He's actually taken 40 characters through Hell Mode on 1 through 3.
On Mortal Kombat.
Mortal
Kombat, yeah.
Didn't you, aren't you a Mortal Kombat champion? You beat everyone in Sholo?
No, I won a generic GameStop tournament when they did the midnight release of Mortal Kombat 9.
Good for you.
It was a free game.
Hey, I've never beat anyone in anything. I got third place in the Nintendo Olympics.
Oh yeah, there we go.
How'd you
beat 13 other people?
How'd you do, Chester?
I got the silver medal. Which
how's
that look,
right
Brandon?
Don't you already have two of them?
I have two of those. They're pretty nice, actually.
We should explain what the Nintendo Olympics is.
It's hold on. I want you to tell everyone what you won.
Oh, I didn't win anything because I officiated it.
That's right. What about before that?
You know what? Dirk won the respect and adoration of everyone.
Of millions.
Who loves Nintendo
You know
games.
What? You know what? Build your own fucking competition next year, dick faces.
It went well. So go ahead and lay it down for us.
Yeah, Nintendo Olympics is just something that we started doing about 7 or 8 years ago. Just between a group of friends, it turned into a 16-man double elimination tournament where we just played nothing but Nintendo games. And this year, I was told it was one of the better ones. And
it was very well organized.
Damn straight.
Having you officiating.
It was streamlined.
And
it was
keeping
nice.
That shit together.
Yep.
It was almost too organized.
No, that's what I wanted. And we got started early. We started about 3:30 or 4 o'clock, so everybody could be in bed by 9.
We probably should have started actually a little bit earlier than that.
I was fine with that. I mean, everybody was gone. The competition was over. The tournament was over about 10 o'clock, I think. 9:30 or 10?
I thought it was great.
Yeah. Good times. Anyway, so yeah, Chester took second, Ryan took third, and our buddy Andrew from Too Legit with Drew and Nick, he's the grandmaster. Oh, he's racist, but I mean, like, he also won, too.
Yeah.
He's the Grand Dragon.
He's the Grand Dragon.
The Mexican Grand Dragon.
Listen, he's confused. He thinks he's Republican.
Drago Grande? Is that how they say it?
Yeah. Yeah, so congratulations, Andrew. He's a little mad at me because I didn't bring him down the trophy because I guess he's going to come over and pick up the trophy. But you know what? I have to pay to have all that shit engraved on it so he can suck it. So
what is that, like... $17?
It's $8.
Why don't you have your own engraver yet? That's my question.
Just not really economically
feasible.
You
haven't gotten on Craigslist and found one for cheap
for 1 year of just like every year I use it once. I'm
if you had one, you'd be engraving everything.
It paid for itself.
It paid for itself. You know what I'll do? I'll just go get one of those label makers that like print out the white labels.
Yeah.
And I'll just stick those on.
I can hook you up.
Problem solved.
Sweet.
There we go. It goes on forever. We could have Nintendo Olympics every week.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So. You know, we'll start. We'll start with Chester since he technically let us off. What have you been doing lately?
Oh well,
cool.
I can't remember.
Screaming into the microphone.
Stop yelling in the microphone.
I'm excited. I want to talk about it. Not really. Was it 2 weeks ago when we all listed our favorite games of 2013?
Mm-hmm.
Each of you listed a game I hadn't played yet. Dirk said BioShock Infinite.
Great
Ryan
game.
Said Saints Row 4.
Never played it.
And so I decided I had to play both of these games and come back and let you guys know which one I thought was better.
Let's hear it.
Saints Row 4.
I know. Bitch.
Okay, but did you like BioShock Infinite?
You know, the thing is, I played BioShock Infinite first, and I did not get all the way through it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really takes a long time to get off the ground. There's another pun. Flying City, get off the ground. Okay. Anyways, you know, I bet the story is phenomenal, but I just couldn't get into it quick enough.
Okay.
I popped Saints Row 4 in, and within 5 minutes, I was laughing my ass off.
Punched a tiger.
Yeah, man.
Just climbed up a nuclear missile.
Climbed up a nuclear missile. And on top of everything else, there is an award called Ooh, a Piece of Candy. Which I had to get. Of course, I got it pretty quick, but...
Poodle.
What is Ooh, a Piece of Candy for?
Collect 100 of the, power upgrades? You know, the little blue things on the rooftops?
Yeah.
Collect 100 of them.
Oh, okay. You probably got that.
My dude was maxed the fuck out.
Yeah.
I think I got that, too, yeah.
Yeah.
So, how about you, Sideburns?
What about me?
What do you got? What do you got going? What have you been looking at?
Nintendo's failing.
It is. You need to get on your mic. You're like way back here. Like,
am I?
Nintendo's failing.
I'm sorry. I was falling asleep.
I got Chester like eating the mic. I got you.
I got
like,
this new setup over
here,
and I'm not used to it. And I don't know how to properly.
Brandon will not
it.
Shut the fuck up.
Jump on it anytime. No, I was talking to one of my friends this morning. He said that we're talking about Nintendo's, not you.
You.
Dan.
Was he talking to you?
It wasn't
talking
me.
To Dan. I was like, your two friends.
I have other friends
in the room.
You don't have other.
I got other friends.
Is one of them Vietnamese?
I don't even like him.
No, I don't hang out with Vietnamese people.
Vietnamese?
they just don't hang out with me. Look at me.
You look Vietnamese.
So the Wii U has been failing hard. It hasn't been selling shit. I mean, it's been selling, and I'm sure it's big in Japan, but it hasn't been selling here, and they dropped their quarterly or their yearly projections down to like by 70% or something ridiculous like that.
I don't. You were saying who was saying that Nintendo is going to go the way of Sega? You, Chester?
I thought I said maybe.
I don't see.
But their handhelds are doing really well.
Yeah, too big to fail.
Like the 3DS is literally the number one console of 2013. It put everything in the grave. Like there's nothing that came close to it.
Really?
Yeah.
You are seriously the only person I know that has a 3DS. Well, you and your girlfriend.
I don't know anyone else with a handheld.
His girlfriend's got two of them. She actually wears them like little slippers.
That is adorable. She plays Pokemon against herself.
Forever alone Pokemon edition.
I have a PSP.
I got one.
Current gen.
Huh?
You have a Vita?
No, I don't have a Vita.
Oh, well, you just said.
No. I have a PSP as well, but.
I have a DS, a 3DS.
Let's be honest. I have a modded PSP that can play Final Fantasy VII. That's a reoccurring theme in my life.
You were so excited to get Final Fantasy VII working on the Dreamcast?
Yeah, it worked. It was terrible. The emulator for PlayStation games on the Dreamcast. I got it to the first part while I was actually moving. The sound was terrible, and then I hit the first battle scene, and it was just like...
Oh, just like...
And then it just froze. So that's... I can't play it. I wanted to play it on the Dreamcast. I can't, so that's why I got another PlayStation 2.
Well, what Final Fantasies were on the Dreamcast?
There weren't any Final Fantasies on the Dreamcast.
Well, when Dreamcast was on its way out, they were about to release a... they tried to, because I owned a Dreamcast, and it was like right before I bought a PlayStation 2. They're going to... I think it was called Bleem. No, maybe it wasn't Bleem. It was an emulator disc to where you put it in your Dreamcast, and then you could boot up PlayStation 1 discs. That was like a long, long time ago, and they had it in EB Games, like because that was pretty big back then. And I remember
EB Games.
Yeah, okay.
Electronics boutique.
So they were about to release it, and they ran into all these legal troubles. So the mod scene had something like that, but everything that you put in there just crawls to a halt. Like all the full motion videos are crap. It just doesn't work at all. So. It's better off just like either buying a PlayStation, old school PlayStation, or a PlayStation 2 to play all those games, which is what I did. So, you got anything else over there?
No, I was. That's really, you know, I've been real busy.
But you haven't been playing anything.
I finally got all my synced all my what are those called
things
in Assassin's Creed.
Your vision points?
Yeah, whatever they call it.
Vision quest?
Why am I, I'm blanking hard. I'm stroking out here. I've done...
Eagle Eye points.
Yeah, I've done everything on Final Fantasy.
Eagle Eye Cherry?
Jesus, yes, Eagle Eye Cherry. I've done everything on Assassin's Creed except for the diving parts.
Gets up there, he's like, save.
Because I'm afraid of sharks.
Fight the breakup. Oh, sorry. Eagle Eye Cherry points.
He's so lost right now.
Yeah,
that's the brother of Nina Cherry, who is a resident of the Valley.
Oh, yeah?
Cool.
So is that the More You Know Rainbow?
I'm so lost right now.
You're too young.
That's all I got. All
right.
Yeah.
What about you? What's going on in your life?
Like I said, I got the... I got a PlayStation 2. I got that back, and I've actually just started playing... After our X-Men point cast, I went back... And when I bought the PlayStation 2, I went down to my little local game store, Fallout Games, who are still not paying me anything to keep saying that because nobody's listening.
What?
Fallout Games.
Who?
Fallout Games. Fallout Games. You're in one-stop shop for all retro new games. Anyway, I bought X-Men Legends 2, and I've just been playing the shit out of X-Men Legends. It's actually pretty cool. Have anybody played that? I figured you would have played it.
Yeah, X-Men Legends.
You played X-Men Legends. Yeah. How about you? Mm-mm. They answered, what's the girl's name? Like the Magma girl? That wasn't her name, was it? Magma? Shmagma?
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 I don't remember. That's Shmagma PS2. Lady.
Magma.
Well, it goes back and forth between like actual missions. There's also flashback missions, so you get to see all the old school X-Men. I think, I forgot what comic they based these X-Men off of. They're like, they're not the X-Men that we grew up in the 90s, but they're the newer ones. But they'll go back to like the 70s X-Men or even like the first X-Men.
Is this like, is it like a third-person game?
It's a beat-em-up. It's a top-down beat-em-up where you can kind of switch ships.
Okay, so like Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It was actually before Ultimate Alliance. So.
Oh, really?
But you go back and forth between like actually going out into the battlefield or going into the war room, and then when you become the girl, you can just run around the mansion. So it's kind of cool like seeing the mansion.
When you become the girl.
tuck your dick and balls between your legs. Yeah. Do have to say that the X-Mansion, lots of ramps. Accessibility.
I
would hope so.
Yeah, so I've been doing that. I actually want somebody to come over. I almost bought a 4-player splitter, but then I realized I don't have 4 people that would actually come over and play me local player with that.
I don't know 4 people.
I don't even have another. I tried to get my wife to play it, and we wound up playing Wii Bowling, and she whipped my monkey ass. It was a compromise, but... I'm really enjoying that game. I'm hoping that we do an episode further down the line on that, because I missed out on that, because that's when I was in school and all busy and shit. And then the only other thing I want to talk about was the Fall of the Empire article. Did you get around to reading that? I'm assuming.
Oh, I didn't. I was drunk. I was a real drunk.
Shocker.
Was this yesterday?
Is the fan creating a lot?
Is the fan going to be a problem? I can't hear it, but.
I can't hear it.
No, okay.
Can you hear it?
I was just.
Just stopped it? You wanted to stop and point to God?
I just forgot that I was worried about that.
One for God.
I was going to say something
stupid. You're like, hey, wait a second. We're 20 minutes into the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Is that going to be a problem?
Oh, by the way.
No, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we're good.
So going back to the Fall of the Empire, like Lucas, the you motherfucker. I'm like, now it is a problem. I'm going to rage quit this episode, like I did at the bar the other day, and walk to your back couch and pass out.
I'm drunk on my back couch. Go ahead.
Anyway, the Fall of the Empire article in Game Informer, they just gave pretty much an overview of the Lucas video game studio. And it was so cool to read about what was going on, but at the same time, it was so it was depressing. Just because I know now why we didn't get that Indiana Jones game, because the management was just shit. And everything just... It just didn't work out. Like, George Lucas would come in and be like, hey, George, we want a Darth name for Starkiller for our new...
Force Unleashed.
Yeah, Force Unleashed. And he's like, I got two names to give you. Because apparently I didn't know that George Lucas could only give out...
He's the Jedi Pope.
Yeah,
he's
or...
the only one who
yeah,
can
yeah,
name I didn't know that either.
He's like the Bank of Darth. Like, hey, I need a Darth loan from you, Lucas. We'll try it out for a couple days. No, he gave me, he's like, how about Darth Icky?
Icky.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the ghosts from Pac-Man?
He's letting his grandkids name Darth Inky, Darth Blinky, Darth Pinky.
Inky, Blinky, Inkin, Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod?
Yes.
And then the other one was Darth and like, it was like Insanius or something?
I think that was it.
Insanius. He's just done. He's
Darth
Insipid. He's over the moon. But that was pretty much the whole story of like everything George Lucas is like, they'd give him a game.
Yeah.
And it isn't necessarily George Lucas. Like, the person who was running it used to run a movie studio or, like, something. So he didn't know, he didn't understand how games could be pushed back. So they used to have, like, 50 or 60 people round tables from all different departments. Like, somebody in QA would make a suggestion about something on the development side. And the head ups would be, higher up would be like, yeah, we should totally do that. And development side, like, that kid doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, there are too many cooks. So, you should read it. I mean, it was the first one that the first time that I actually opened up a Game Informer and I saw it and it was like, ooh, piece of candy, because it was Star Wars. I'm a Star Wars fanboy, and it is sad that they closed it back in April of last year. But yeah. That's what I've been doing.
Well, at least they got Star Wars out of fucking Lucas's hands. So.
Well, we did miss out on Knights 3.
Oh, yeah, that was going to happen. That Bounty Hunter game. That never happened.
What was the bounty? Well, wasn't that like 18?
It was some number.
Was it like 18, 18 or something 13, like that?
14 or
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it was whatever his number was.
It looked amazing.
Yeah, but well, it may come back, but right now, once Disney took over, they're actually just shopping it out, like the license to different studios. So that may be a good thing, but if you think back to the Star Wars games, there's only a handful of them that are good.
Are we going to see Star Wars characters in the next Kingdom Hearts?
I hope so.
I don't know. I've never...
Oh, that'd be badass.
That would be kind of cool. You have to fight Vader.
Does he have a keyblade?
A keyblade lightsaber?
You get to fight Darth.
What is the deal with the keyblades? Every con or every... just keyblades. Freaking everywhere.
They're attainable. Oh, we're going to be going to Comic-Con too, yeah. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Did you guys get your Comic-Con tickets? Of fucking course you didn't.
I don't even know when Comic-Con is.
I don't have any money.
When or what?
When?
It was like... It's June 7th?
I don't remember.
June 11th?
Tickets are out in the truck.
Oh, that's like 6 months away.
You're talking about San Diego Comic-Con?
No, right now,
we got a four-day pass for $10 a day.
Oh, yeah. $40 for all 4 days.
Well, it's probably a little more now.
Yeah, I think it goes up like $5 every, like,
thanks
couple of weeks
me.
Or something.
Well, every time we like, hey, Chester, you want to do something? Like, dude, I just got a job. I need money.
What are you even talking about?
I'm just fucking with you. My new Chester with. Hey, God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on.
So Chester is Big Gay Al.
I don't talk like that, you guys.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
So, Brandon.
Stop picking on me.
What you been doing?
What's going on with you?
Lots of Pokemon.
I know.
Pokemon. You're like shaking right now. You're just like, it's right there. I can touch it. I can touch the Game Boy.
He's not even playing Pokemon right now.
Yeah, no, he was. He was before we started. I have it on recording. I'm like, hey, put that fucking thing away.
Oh no! Actually, I was playing the Bravely Default demo. Actually,
oh,
it's that new
Japanese
JRPG game.
Japanesey, yeah, very Japanesey. I just wish I could. I wish we had like a video cast of like fling this up on the video because it's Japanesey.
Oh yeah, it's very Japanesey. I mean, it's borderline Final Fantasy.
Chester, you might like that.
I like things.
Stable of women. Japanese women, guys that
virtual harem.
Yeah, guys that look like
harem.
Women.
That's one of the reasons I love Saints Row 4.
Oh, God. What's that? What's
you can fuck everybody.
The virtual harem.
Hey, Kinsey, want to fuck?
She just hit you in the face. Like.
Were you ever able to bed what's-his-face?
No, you cannot bang Keith David.
Keith David.
I tried it a million times.
What if you're a chick? Will Keith David bang you?
Oh, probably.
Did you make it? Did you make it to the Rowdy Rowdy Piper They Will Live part?
No.
Or They Live part?
No.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roddy Piper's one of your homies.
Nice.
He'd reenact the fight scene from They Live with Keith David.
So it's
fantastic.
Other than a Bravely Default, anything else? No?
No, I've just been stuck on those two games.
Yeah, have you been playing anything else, like any old school games, or just...
Not really, I mean...
Well, you just started a new job.
We were doing, like, the Nintendo Olympics, so I was playing a couple of those games. What is it? Tales of Ephemeria, I think. It was, like, one of the second available Tales game for PlayStation.
Oh, they see, that's before I even knew about it. Tales of Phantasia is the first one that I know of.
Yeah, it would technically be Tales of Phantasia 2, then, for the U.S. release. Japanese release, I think it was called Tales of Ephemeria or something like that. But I've been playing a little bit of that.
You and his roommate and Chester's roommate should hang out because he wants to go to Japan and live there.
Well, he's been to Japan a number of times.
But has he lived there? He never lives. He just visits.
He hasn't lived until he's lived in Japan.
Why?
I don't know. Obsessed with Japan.
He's just a big guy, wants to get over there, get himself a little tiny girl. And
don't we all?
Chica!
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I've only ever seen photos. I've only ever seen photo and video of Japan, and it looks real weird.
That was loud as shit.
That was really loud.
That was my bad.
I heard that in Japan.
So, okay, so I think that's round robin enough for games. Let's get to kind of what we're here to talk about.
The select screen for Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat
specifically
2.
Specifically the character select screen, though.
It's actually going to go into a whole lot of gameplay because I didn't realize this, and I'm a bad... There it is.
Someone's
starting to play.
Oh, Sub-Zero. Oh, Johnny Cage. What an asshole.
Yeah, anyway.
Are we just having this discussion? Nobody likes Johnny Cage.
Going to the background. So this is the first three Mortal Kombats we're going to talk about. Mortal Kombat 1, Mortal Kombat 2, and is it the Ultimate Mortal Kombat or Mortal Kombat 3?
Mortal Kombat 3, and it was upgraded twice into Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 mm-hmm. and Mortal Kombat Trilogy.
Oh! Sorry.
Sounds like Johnny Cage is getting fucked up.
Somebody's getting fucked up. I'll just kind of taper this off. Sorry, go ahead.
But, yeah, it's basically just the first three, and then there was, like, the upgrades to the third
okay,
one.
Well, because I remember they had it for DS. Like, it came out on DS, Ultimate Mortal Kombat, or something Mortal Kombat.
On the DS?
On the DS, yeah. I have it. I've seen it. Chester, stop trying to buy Comic-Con tickets and join the conversation.
I don't want to miss out.
We can do this afterwards, okay?
Prices are going up as we speak.
I'll tell you what, I'll sell you a Laurel's ticket.
So do you want to start? Because that's why we brought you back, because much like Diablo, you're kind of on the same level with Mortal Kombat.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so wherever you'd like to start, the world is your oyster, and Chester is also.
Chester is an oyster.
I'm the pearl. I'm the pearl in the oyster.
Well, I guess, like, some background info on it. Like, Mortal Kombat 1 starts out where, you know, you're at the 10th tournament. These guys from the Outworld
mm-hmm.
Are trying to take over Earth. And they're doing it through
a fighting competition.
Yeah, sorry,
really
scared.
Bitching martial arts competitions.
Bitching martial arts competitions. You know if they would have sold that in the movie?
Gentlemen.
This is going to be bitching.
who's the Highlander guy that played Raiden in the...
Highlander?
Christopher Lambert.
Christopher Lambert with his lisp.
Lambert.
I couldn't take him serious as Raiden. I'm not going to do that. Sorry.
Wasn't he like raised in Finland or something, and then he played a Scottish guy who ended up playing a Japanese god?
Right?
No, that totally
that's
fit.
Exactly how it happened.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. They couldn't find one fucking Asian person to play Raiden.
Oh my god. You need to see his pictures. He goes between a bleach blonde hair to a badass to somebody who looks like an old 90-year-old woman.
Who?
Christopher Lambert, if you do an image search.
Gotta do it.
All right, so give me some more background on Christopher Lambert. I mean, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 1, that is just a horrifying picture.
It's so good. Can you see that? Look at that.
Immortal, he is not.
Looks like, yeah, he looks like walking.
Look at Raiden.
He must not have had the quickening anytime.
The bleach blonde hair is priceless.
Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, so like the way the first game starts out, you know, you have this guy from this sorcerer from Outworld, Shang Tsung,
mm-hmm.
and he's been dominating these tournaments for 500 years in attempt to take over the world.
How often do the tournaments happen?
Every 50 years.
Okay, so I guess five, the 10th one.
Yeah. They've won 9 in a row. Earth is about to be fucked. And in comes, like, Earth's mightiest warriors. And that's
the Avengers?
Liu Kang, Johnny Cage.
So who was fighting in the before?
Really shitty fighters.
Apparently. Doesn't matter.
Apparently.
Let's ask Ed Boon.
They should have gotten that Hollywood actor in there sooner.
Yeah they should have. They're like, we're going to wait for Hollywood to step up.
And if they couldn't find any big tit. Special Forces chicks to fight.
Yeah, Sonya. You got Sonya up in there. But what are the first? Were there 7 characters? 5 characters? 6 characters?
Playable characters in the game?
Yeah.
Well, you had Liu Kang, Sonya Blade, Kano, Scorpion, Sub Zero.
No, say them all like Mortal Kombat guy.
I can't do that.
As deep as you can get.
Scorpion. You actually got to put your face around the microphone.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
Johnny Cage.
And Johnny Cage, so yeah, like six. Okay. Oh, and Raiden, so seven.
Total. Raiden, yeah. Oh, I got that somewhere in here. Let's see if I hit the right one. Eh, maybe? Maybe?
Stupid. Some guy had to scream that in a little booth somewhere. Are you my buddy? Are you my buddy?
Are you my buddy? Are you my buddy? That works. I can deal with that.
He just wants to make friends.
He screams that as he's trying to kill you.
Yeah, well, he's like flying towards you. He's got his hands out, and he's like,
"Oh, he wants a hug."
Yeah,
no, a hug would be like coming at you, like standing up straight.
So,
Frankenstein monster.
Raiden pushes you away while he's
aggressively looking for a hug.
The way he's trying to get close. The way you say that at the same time,
I imagine you're like Raiden pushes you, like somebody's Raiden pushing you.
Yeah. Why do you say Raiden? This is America.
Raiden pushing you.
We say Raiden.
I'm a Raiden pushing you through the floor, girl.
I say it the Japanese way.
Hey, girl.
I'm a purist.
Are you one of those guys that says Ryu?
Sure. I am now.
Instead of Ryu?
Call you Rianne.
That's my name.
This is going down into just two grown men bickering back and forth like a couple of hens.
Yes.
That's exactly what's happening.
We cut you off. You can feel free to jump in on any of this nonsense.
Just... No, I'm just observe. But yeah,
It's great for an audio podcast when you just observe and say nothing. It's just like,
here's our special guest who's observing.
It's just like you're watching it at like a tennis match without sound. Anyway, go ahead. Six warriors, 500 years, 10 tournaments, 50 years apart. Earth is fucked. I don't know. That's pretty much it for number one.
That's pretty much it for number one. I mean, you have different backstories for everyone, of course, but
well, we gotta actually talk about why Mortal Kombat is the game that it is today, and that's because they took motion capture of real people, and then made it bloody,
extremely violent.
Yeah, by now standards, it's not extremely violent. It's what they could do. If you look at the blood code, like, cause I put the blood code in at a Genesis at SGC and just walked away. But I played one, the blood just drips like buckets. Like, it's just ketchup being squeezed off of a spot.
It's kind of ridiculous, because it's the same sprite every time the blood flies. It's the same little animation of blood, and it just kind of lands in a pool and then disappears.
It soaks in. It's
but
like,
that was outrageous back then. It's awesome. I mean, that was crazy. I mean,
it is outrageous how permeable that blood is.
It's the ground. It's very dry there in Outworld. It just soaks right in.
Porous.
You know, moisture hits the ground.
Ground's very porous.
Yeah. So, it's very porous pumice stone.
Well, yeah, because they also had the fatalities, because the game, you really got to finish him. Like,
yeah, I think that is probably what made Mortal Kombat, because you would always play it just to try to do it so you could see how absolutely violent it was.
Fatality.
You rip a dude's head off of his body.
Yeah.
With the spinal cord still intact.
Finish him.
Yeah.
I didn't even mean to do that. Holy shit, sorry.
You didn't mean to finish him?
I finish him all the time. I'm like, you two together, I'm like skiing down a slope.
Remember we were talking about observing? This is not something you want to observe. Yeah.
Brandon, just stay there. Don't say a word. No eye contact. So, yeah, I never had any game systems. I couldn't go to the arcade. I'm assuming Chester probably went to more arcades and played Mortal Kombat than us, because you live down here in the valley.
I did. I went to the bowling alley by my house. Incidentally, the same bowling alley where they shot Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Where's
what?
That?
That's at the US 60 and Rural.
Oh, wow.
Southwest corner.
Go on.
Is that still there?
It's still there, but it's been remodeled and, you know.
Oh, of course. Well, the Circle K that they sat at, it's still a Circle K, but they tore the old one down and built it back up. Metro Center, on the other hand, is still the same pile of shit.
Yeah, they haven't updated that since that movie came out.
So, yeah, I did go to that arcade all the time, and they had, Killer Instinct as well.
Yeah, that was about the same time.
Yeah.
It was a little newer, actually.
I couldn't get into Killer Instinct. It was too... The combo thing, that kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
It's too Tekken-y.
Oh, that's another thing. Just the things that kind of Mortal Kombat introduced to the whole fighting game genre. Mortal Kombat 1 started juggling, which...
Oh,
is
yeah.
A really annoying thing if you're on
the receiving end of it.
But,
explain yourself.
Juggling, like when you knock someone up into the air, and then you can
don't let them hit the ground.
Yeah.
Now that you've explained it,
when you take your punch and then you carry a 150-pound man in the air, just keep keep him up there.
You're just your regular straight punch.
Straight punch. Like, I didn't know you could do that in Mortal Kombat 1.
Yeah, it was actually introduced in the first one, along with fatalities, which were something that, you know, obviously no other game had.
I would just sweep the leg over
That's how
I won the game, yeah.
I think you could do that with a...
Or the jump kick.
Like Goro.
Jump kick over and over again.
I don't know. So there's Mortal Kombat 1. Pretty much anything else?
Well, it also introduced a lot of other things, like not having to... There being a specific block button. That was something new to the game.
Instead of pushing back.
Having to consciously block, which... Sucks. If you're switching between the two, you're just going to get slaughtered because you're so used to holding down or back to block. And
well, I had to reset up the with the arcade that I built. I have the 6 buttons for like a Capcom style build, but I have to actually alter the buttons because those stupid run and block buttons for all the Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah.
I have to put them off to the side because the natural MAME setting is to put the block button in between high punch and high kick.
Yeah.
But low punch, no, yeah, high punch and high kick, low punch and low kick are not spaced with anything. So you have 3 buttons on top that do something and 2 buttons down here that don't do anything. So they don't line up right. And the Mortal Kombat buttons are a perfect, like, it looks like a 5 on a dice. Right?
No. Yeah. Yeah. It was almost like an X.
I believe you.
For the first one.
Okay. So.
I don't remember.
Are we ready to move to Mortal Kombat 2 yet?
Mortal Kombat 2.
Mortal Kombat 2. That's the game that I played a lot. Because I need to talk more.
Is there a sequel now? There's a sequel to Mortal Kombat?
Oh, yeah, dude. Shit.
When did that come out? Where was I?
I would say maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Oh, I'll be damned.
Ed Boon has just been riding the coattails of his. When was it released? Like 19...
95, I think, was the first one.
Hmm.
Holy jeez.
Was it 95? 92.
92?
Great googly moogly.
That is what the Wikipedia says.
Wow.
We just got a lot of dead silence in this episode. We're
that's so long ago.
I was 11. But this was like, everybody was like being protective as shit because of like, this is...
Well, this was during Columbine and people were just starting to realize how
this was
violent
before.
Video...
It was like Columbine happened like 96 or 97.
Well, yeah, this was like the first major...
We're going to take
I'm just saying, this is when people started, like, video games started to get more real. And people were just like, they're violent, and they're going to make people violent. And then, like, we were kids, and we were so impressionable.
It was motion captured. It had a lot of blood. like, moms were freaking out because it was so violent, but everyone loved it.
Yeah. But the thing that makes me mad is that every other game before that, like, had, like, shooting or, like, bullets actually hitting people.
I used to watch my dad play Wolfenstein 3D, and that game was so violent.
It's okay, awesome. Though, because you were killing Nazis.
Well, that was...
That was okay.
That was kind of like the shoehorn into it, where it was...
I'm sorry, Derek.
No, that's fine. No, no.
There was a point where if your health was, like, low enough, and you just walked over a puddle of blood, you'd eat the blood or whatever that corpse was, and your health would go up. Like,
well, even when you would get all...
That was Wolfenstein 3D.
Whatever you get messed up, like, he would get bloodier and bloodier and bloodier, right? And that carried on to the Doom guy.
Yeah.
But... That's for you. Go ahead.
But so, anyways, moving on to Mortal Kombat 2.
Mm-hmm.
Liu Kang beats Shang Tsung.
In the first tournament.
In the first tournament. Saves Earth. Because, you know, they have to win 10 tournaments in a row to take over Earth or whatever. So he goes back to Outworld.
Or save Earth forever.
So there's a 500-year reprieve, basically.
That's a real pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, now you have to start 500 years over again.
Good word.
You like that?
Word Rango. Take notice.
So he ends up going back to... Shang Tsung ends up going back to Outer World where, you know, the big boss is Shao Kahn.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I should have got the You Will Die.
Yeah.
I love that when he would... Like, the You Will Die... Fight! Sorry, do I have fight on here?
Yeah, ends up begging for his life or whatever, and they come up with a scheme to make everyone come to Outworld.
To skip the 50 year
party.
They're like, we'll hold a tournament here, so we have a home ground advantage,
okay,
and we can just bypass that whole 500-year bullshit.
Nice.
There's always a loophole.
Starts introducing a lot of characters.
I see. Mortal Kombat 2 is when I actually jumped into it because I actually had that for the Sega, so I would sit in my room and just play that over and over again. But I never got good at it, so...
Trying to unlock Reptile.
I think Reptile was already unlocked, wasn't he?
Reptile's invisible.
Reptile wasn't in the game. It was in the first one. He was like a bonus character you could fight.
Oh, okay.
You know, do special things. And they had Smoke in Mortal Kombat 2 for that.
Okay. Who was Noob Saibot? It wasn't Noob Saibot like Denise or Smoke?
Noob Saibot was the first Sub-Zero. I guess I could go into that.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's. Why not? Let's before we get...
Yeah, I need this story. I'm slightly, barely familiar with the name. I know it's Tobias's name backwards.
You know what's funny? I think that you two can't talk at the same time, because when you talk, he stops talking. And then when you start talking, he stops talking. He just sits there.
Well, he has to stop talking, because my voice is massive. And I stop talking when he starts talking, because he probably has something interesting to say.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. So, okay. Noob Saibot. Or Tobias Boone, which is the lead programmer and the lead artist, I think, the last names of them. John, yeah. Tobias, and Ed Boone.
Ed Boone, yep.
Originally, he was kind of just like a bonus character. No one really knew who he was. It was just kind of like a black palette-swapped ninja in Mortal Kombat 2. As games progressed...
That was me. I accidentally touched that.
As the games progressed, they gave him a backstory and everything. Goes out as like the first Mortal Kombat, you have Sub-Zero. He ends up disappearing after fighting Scorpion, and then you don't really hear anything about him, and then you get this new unmasked nice Sub-Zero in Mortal Kombat 2. It's kind of a pansy.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of backstory behind that in like side games, like the Sub-Zero side game.
Rabbit hole goes deep.
Yeah, it goes really deep, actually.
Well, this is what you're here for, to tell us the backstory of why Sub-Zero now doesn't have a mask.
Well,
I don't know.
That's the younger brother of the original Sub-Zero in Mortal Kombat 1.
Okay.
Of course it is.
So the Sub-Zero, the Elder, he ends up...
The Elder?
I love that video games, like fighting video games, turn into soap operas.
Yeah, it's well. Like
Tekken's the same way. There's just so much backstory for the 30 playable characters.
Right?
Speaking of drama, you guys want to use a coaster? Jesus Christ! Fucking animals!
I got a coaster under my full beer.
I'm sorry.
Let's just grind to a halt. So
holy shit! Somebody just got moody. Yeah. Sorry,
Scorpion, who's an undead ninja warrior from the past.
I love that.
Sorry. There it is.
I just want that to be my title.
Undead Ninja Warrior from the past?
Yes.
We'll head on over to Best of Print and get you some cards.
Let's do it.
Chester from the Casual Cards of Gaming. The Undead Ninja Warrior from the past.
Nice.
And so he comes from the Nether Realm, which is Mortal Kombat's version of Hell.
Okay.
In the Mortal Kombat tournament, the first one, to kill Sub-Zero. I mean, there's like a blood vendetta between those two.
Blood feud,
I guess would be the word. He ends up dragging Sub-Zero to Hell, or the Nether Realm, and killing him. And then there's like this weird sorcerer, Quan Chi. I know, it gets deep.
Then he meets a guy on a bus.
In Hell.
So Scorpion killed the original Sub-Zero. The Elder.
The Elder.
Okay.
Then a crazy sorcerer revives him in Hell, and he becomes Noob Saibot. And then
so the original Sub-Zero is
Noob Saibot.
Yeah.
He's the undead ninja warrior from the past.
So like it starts and then it goes and it's like doubles back. What's that called?
Retroactive. Time loop?
Paradox?
What's that?
Cyclical.
Paradox?
No, it's not a paradox. It's like, yeah, it might be cyclical. I don't know. There's a way of telling a story.
Hyperbolic?
Where you start at the beginning and then work your way... Oh, I don't know.
Wait, didn't we ever talk about
stop
this?
At the end?
Isn't it like Tarantinoism? We start.
We really need to figure out stuff before we start
tell
talking
a story
about
in the exact wrong order.
Nah.
We work our way into like a corner and be like, should we do that?
Hold on. Wait. Can we pause this so I can go Google this? Thanks.
Okay, so Sub-Zero is now Noob Saibot, and we're in Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah, so between Mortal Kombat 1 and Mortal Kombat 2, there's like a 2-year reprieve. All that shit with Sub-Zero happens during that time.
Does your girlfriend know that you were a virgin when you met?
Radio.
Sorry. I had to do it.
Dirk's dropping knowledge bombs over here.
No, he's not. He wasn't, but I mean, by what he's telling us, he never left a computer, which is respectable because I can't. That's an evil look. Stop that.
I never seen Brandon look so.
He gave me dagger eyes, didn't God. He?
Did I give you dagger eyes?
You were just like.
No one's ever going to come on our show now.
Because you're mean. Again. You're mean, Dirk.
Because you're a jerk.
Hey, you want to be on our show? No, Dirk's mean. I'm actually considering quitting.
I did have Ivan. I'm the mean one. I'm the mean one between the two of us.
I don't know. Yeah, Mommy you didn't Daddy, use a you're coaster. You're again. Calling Brandon a virgin.
It was just. He's taken 40 characters.
So
roughly 40.
In the second Mortal Kombat, Sub-Zero is now Sub-Zero the younger.
Yes.
We'll call Noob Saibot is the elder.
Can we call him Sub-Deuce?
Sub-Deuce.
Yeah, I like that.
So we got Sub-Deuce and Noob Saibot.
Deuce-Zero? No, that doesn't work. that doesn't work so well.
Every time people say Sub-Zero, I hear like Arnold Schwarzenegger like in Batman.
How about Dub? We'll call him Dub.
Dub?
Dub-Zero.
Sub-Zero.
That actually works.
Yeah, there you go, Dub-Zero. Please, Brandon, continue. Take us on the trip.
But yeah, so they just kind of introduce a younger, friendlier version of Sub-Zero, and they don't put a mask on him, because he was one of the more popular characters of Mortal Kombat 1.
Oh yeah, he was. You freeze people, you can break them up, right? That was his fatality?
You can rip their goddamn spine out.
Did he rip the spine out, or was that... That was...
He froze them and then shattered them, didn't he?
Well, that was in the second game. He froze them as one of his special moves in the first game.
Right? Yeah, one of his special moves was he could freeze, but his original fatality was he
ripped
your
head
and spine out.
Okay.
Amazing. That's why everyone likes Sub-Zero. That motherfucker's brutal.
And he could freeze people. It was cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is cheap.
Could he do like a slide?
You could casually walk over to them and uppercut them. That's so fucked up.
Freeze them as they fall, so they're frozen in midair, uppercut them, then freeze them as they fall again.
Cheap.
Wow.
Yep. I couldn't do it. I wasn't fast enough with the special moves.
With the twisty.
But it was possible. It was done to me.
Oh, yeah.
Many times.
Somebody did it. This guy would probably be able to do it to you.
Yeah, probably.
One type of juggling.
We do have we have the new Mortal Kombat. What is it? The PlayStation? Is that Mortal Kombat 9, technically?
Yeah.
So we can go play that, and then you can actually rage quit if you want to.
So does that mean that Earth has won 8 times in a row now?
No. No, after like Mortal Kombat 3, it gets even more weird than all the stuff I've been explaining now. There's like dragons and gods and all kinds of weird stuff.
I like
going
dragons
on.
And gods,
but
no. But Mortal Kombat, we were like glancing over Mortal Kombat 2. I want to talk about like the gameplay because that actually got me. It was updated graphics and everything from Mortal Kombat 1.
Yeah.
You got more characters. They had more special moves. They had more fatalities, babalities,
animalities.
Did they have a friendship
in there too?
Friendship. I don't think they had animalities quite yet because Liu Kang's fatality, one of his two fatalities. By the way, worst fatality ever. Liu Kang's little bicycle kick to uppercut. No,
was that a fatality?
Well, he did like a half like. Twist circle kick thing. No, is that just me?
I don't remember. Luke, I always played the ninjas.
Oh, see, I was.
Everybody loves ninjas.
I was in Mortal Kombat 1. I was actually. Let's talk about that. What's your go-to character? You,
Noob Saibot.
For now, like for, say, no, no. Say, okay, say you so, and I were to pick up one of the first three games. That okay. Go through the three games. What are your characters? You choose.
Number one, Scorpion.
Okay.
Number two, Scorpion.
Number three.
Number three, Scorpion, unless you had the SNES version.
Okay.
Because then you could play Noob
Saibot. Noob Saibot, okay.
Or Ermac.
I should have seen that coming. Tarmac?
Or Ermac.
Ermac.
Wasn't he the red ninja?
He was the red ninja.
Yeah.
Who was a telekinetic.
Oh. Jester, you're up.
I don't know, man. I was terrible at those games.
So you never played anything? Just button mash?
I played them. I was just a button mashing. Yeah. Fool.
It's almost like...
Or I would just sweep kick over and over again.
Sweep the leg.
What's up, bro?
What would you be? 1, 2, and 3. Who's your go-to character?
I was random. I would use anyone because I was really bad at it. It wasn't like Street Fighter. It's just like every move is the same. You just push down, forward, and punch with every character, and you're doing something. With Mortal Kombat, there was actual fucking moves that you had to learn, which kind of sucked.
Yeah, everything got different. And they weren't really intuitive either. Like, some of them weren't.
Some of them are fucking rough to pull off.
That was actually another thing that Mortal Kombat introduced is everything wasn't half circle, quarter circle, or full circle moves.
It was like forward, or back, or down forward, or...
Yeah, like...
holding kick for 4 seconds. Like, really?
Yeah, some didn't even have button presses. I mean, like, Johnny Cage is Charge Kick was Back Back Forward.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, Raiden's was Back Back Forward, too. The God, I'm losing my mind.
And
Back Back Forward.
I like different characters, and I like messing with them, so I can't memorize all those fucking moves.
I had the book. I studied that thing religiously, and I don't remember any of it. I actually got it taken away from me in sixth grade, and then my my teacher, I knew he wouldn't know, so I actually took a stack of like 30 white lined pieces of paper, went, ripped the spine off the magazine that had all the moves
like
in
Sub-Zero?
It. Sub-Zero? Yeah, I ripped the spine off the magazine like Sub-Zero, threw the white pieces of paper inside of it, and then like put it back in his drawer and like took my book home.
Nice.
And he never figured it out.
That's pretty clever.
Because he gave it back to me at the end of the year. He's like, this is yours, Dirk. I'm like, oh, thanks. Threw it away.
You should have just drew a dick on every page and put it back in there. This is yours. I went through it, and it's very disturbing.
I'm confident that Mr. Flan will not be listening to this. So,
Who's your guy?
Number one would be probably Sub-Zero. Number two is Liu Kang. And then basically everything after that is Liu Kang. I always had... There's something because you have to hold the low kick. Like right before the fight, you could hold low kick to charge, start charging your bicycle kick, and then you can get off a fireball or like the that jump kick that he does.
Yeah.
And then right when you land, no matter what they do, you just let go of the low kick button, and then it's just another double up hit.
That's bullshit. You're bullshit.
Sorry.
That's pretty cheap.
How is that cheap? No, you know what's cheap? Is it Mortal Kombat 2 when you get so far on, when you jump at somebody and they mirror your jump going the opposite direction and then throw a fireball or a fan or something, no matter which way you do, you can't, like, you get to the peak of their jump, they get to the peak of their jump, and they fucking throw a fireball at you. Like, that's what pissed me off about that game. Like, anything over easy, not eggs, but that game on Mortal Kombat 2, you got to, like, the sixth or seventh player, and it was just cheap city. It just, they whipped my ass.
Cheap, unlike the Comic-Con tickets that I'm expected to buy now.
Do they go up in price? Do you want to talk about that? Would you like a little section for that?
It's not going to go up on Friday afternoon. You're going to be okay.
And you don't have to buy 4 days, man. You can only get like Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, nothing's really happening on Thursday or Sunday.
It's not that big a deal.
I know. We're just giving it back.
Making
so, Brandon, tell us about, is there something that happened between 2 and 3?
Anything significant? Take us back to Titanic.
Is that when the Jax game came out?
Jax was after that. That was PlayStation status.
Well, Jax was introduced in number 2.
Correct.
So, yeah, I guess it would have been between 2 and 3. There was...
Well, in 2, they introduced Jax, took away Sonya and Kano.
They got kidnapped.
They weren't in the game.
They were chained up at the end.
Yeah, they were chained up in the background.
And if I learned
anything... Well, Sonya was.
On the side of... What's his name? Shao Kahn's throne or whatever? Isn't that where they were chained up there?
Yeah, if I've learned anything... from the game is that they were somehow linked to each other. Not the game, the movie. The movie, yeah.
I love that movie.
Sonya and Kano?
Yeah, that's what I understand. Maybe.
Do you want me to go into that?
Let's hear it, man. Dude, why not?
Okay, so Kano is a mercenary.
Yeah.
A thug, extortionist.
With a laser eye.
With the laser eye, yes.
Because I've got laser eyes.
That's very important. Don't forget the laser eye.
No, totally.
Christmas lights are blinking.
He's part of this...
I'm sorry. I got syphilid all on the brain. What are you doing?
I'm helping you out.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm helping you out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We're helping out. Go ahead. Keep talking.
He's part of this gang called, like, the Black Dragon Gang. They're, like, I don't know, the Yakuza of Mortal Kombat.
You're such an idiot.
But, and then Sonya Blade's just Special Forces.
Okay.
So, Kano's running from Sonya Blade, ends up at the original Mortal Kombat tournament. Kind of
take a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Well, no, he seeks asylum with Shang Tsung, and then they all get mixed up in the Mortal Kombat. She just kind of joined by happenstance. She wasn't really supposed to
go be in the tournament.
She just happened to be
trailing Kano,
which is exactly like the movie.
Kano, the Australian actor. Hello, love.
I think that guy was actually really good in the movie.
Isn't that how Bruce Lee got to that fighting competition and?
Mortal Kombat?
That's the one.
Enter the Dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Was he chasing somebody?
He had to, go meet Kano. A contact or something. Like, there was some girl he had to meet.
Well, that could probably... There are obvious references or influences by...
How do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe the one of the main characters looking exactly like Bruce Lee.
Or maybe the fact that Johnny Cage was supposed to be Jean-Claude Van Damme, which is why his name is Johnny Cage. JC.
What did they want him to be, like the actor, the John? They wanted him.
Yeah,
to
they, were,
to,
they were. Well, they were planning on making a Van Damme game.
Oh, with Street Fighter the
capture.
Movie
with the motion capture.
Street Fighter the movie.
Yeah, Street Fighter the movie, the game.
That's horrible.
Which was just like a ripoff, a really bad ripoff. He's of like, Mortal Kombat, which is really weird.
But Mortal Kombat the movie, as cheesy as it was actually really accurate to the story.
One for one, I wouldn't doubt it.
I love that movie.
This is the part where you fall.
I saw it like 6 or 7 times in the theater.
I know you did. This is the story I always have to hear.
That's the only thing I've done with my life.
Is watch Mortal Kombat 6 or 7 times. You know what? Can we put that on your tombstone? I saw Mortal Kombat 6 or 7 times in the theater. Yeah,
set the bar pretty high there.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't do that now.
You'll never top that.
Yeah. Nobody can top that.
Go ahead. Bring it back. Give it a shot.
Unless you can find out. Maybe there's a dollar theater somewhere. Showing the original Mortal Kombat.
I'll hop on eBay and find some old reels of Mortal Kombat.
See if we can take it to a dollar theater.
Run out of the theater and just watch it.
Just one day.
I'm going to watch it 7 or 8 times just to one-up Ryan.
Chester, I watched Mortal
Kombat. I watched Mortal Kombat 8 times.
I can't even finish the sentence, dude. Okay, so you were telling us how Sonya and Kano. So wait. So if Kano was like Shang Tsung's right-hand man, or like entered an agreement, why is he all locked up at the end in the second movie?
Game?
Because
game. Listen, they're movies in my mind, okay? This is canon.
Well, Shang Tsung wasn't the real boss. So when he goes back to Outworld, you know, he's got to basically fess up to
Lucy,
Shao Kahn.
You got some splaining to do.
Yeah, and
who's this Australian asshole?
Yeah, Kano's just an asshole, so I'm...
Who's this human mortal?
Yeah. Basically, and
so they got Sonya too.
Yeah.
All right. So doesn't the story primarily follow Liu Kang and Kung Lao, like after the second movie? Because Kung Lao was kind of in the mix with
game.
Damn it. Yeah, we are a video game podcast.
Yeah. So it's like
we're the casual cowards. He lost me. He's like, hey y'all, we're the casual cowards, folks.
Cozy up, y'all. Got some down-home video gaming to do.
Jesus
Christ. Shaq Nux, man. Come on in. We're about to do it. That's what you turned us into. That's what you did. See what folks will lead to? Man, you can laugh. You just look like you just don't want to be here. You're like, why am I wasting my Friday night?
That's how he laughs.
I laugh quietly. It's really bad.
He's not an LOLer.
Very quiet.
That's fun. Jesus.
Anyway,
we're friends.
After we just do and yuck and yucked it. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, Kung Lao was a monk as well with Liu Kang,
mm-hmm.
and so they have like a backstory. But
is there a backstory for that hat?
I don't know. There might be.
Why does a monk have a razor hat?
It's a good question.
Heavy razor hat. We were talking about that earlier. Yeah, heaviest
you
hat
imagine
ever.
It would be all.
His hands just cut to shit. Down.
But yeah, there was a side game made.
Oh, Shaolin Monks.
Shaolin Monks, which...
I watched two best friends play.
There was kind of some controversy there, because it changed the story. It had a different story leading into Mortal Kombat 2.
What camp are you in?
Mortal Kombat
doesn't
2.
Matter.
Nope.
Is that when they call
so
it an alternate
you know, then
timeline?
Then tell us the Mortal Kombat 2 story, because we're not talking about those games yet.
Mortal Kombat 2, Shang Tsung goes back. He's defeated. Mm-hmm. They come up with this plan that they invite all the Earth Realm fighters to Outland.
A barbecue.
Because they can't decline the invitation to Mortal Kombat. It's the rule of Mortal Kombat, apparently.
First rule of Mortal Kombat.
You can't decline you an invitation. Can't decline.
If you're invited, you have to go.
Johnny
so
Cage?
It's like a jury summons.
Yes.
God, I got Mortal Kombat next week. God,
you know,
damn it.
In the whole scope of things...
You gotta call, see if it's canceled.
No, it's the most important jury summons that anybody's ever gonna get.
Yeah.
So I gotta decide the fate of the world.
So
the
fate of Earth hangs in the balance.
You sound like a Soul Calibur guy.
Yeah.
And the soul still burns.
Yeah, the fate of Earth hangs in the balance. You're lot number one.
That's right.
Please call back but after the hours of noon and 4.
Group number 10.
Yeah, group
40.
Number 10. You're released. Johnny Cage is like, yes!
Yeah, fuck this shit.
Back to the movies.
Oh, back to cocaine.
But so, Mortal Kombat 2.
So they start the tournament. You know, they're trying to just get their way through all the Earthrealm combatants so they can take it over, take over Earthrealm for free instead of having to do it 500 years again. Like in the foreground of the story.
So Mortal Kombat 2 is like the Asterix. They're like, hey, you remember that time when we beat you that one time? Where you guys, we won 9 times and you guys won that 1 time. Come on over.
Double or nothing.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, double or nothing. Yeah, that's Mortal Kombat 2 was a double or nothing.
Yeah,
that's fucked up, man.
Yeah,
what is double? Did you hit the moon too?
No, because they would have to, in order for them to actually rightfully get the Earth, they would have to go another streak of 9 and 10.
Right.
So they broke their streak on the 10th one, which would have been like, you know, the end of Earth.
They should have to start all over.
No, they did, but they actually called them over. They're like, hey guys, come on over.
Yeah, they're trying to do that's just a loophole. So that's bullshit. Like, come on over.
That's bullshit.
It is. Shao Kahn's an asshole.
But for gods and people with, like, you know, big powers, that seems like kind of is contrived.
There's a lot of red tape involved in taking
a bureaucracy involved in Mortal Kombat.
You cannot triple stamp a double stamp.
It gets worse.
There's more.
Yeah. So
this is like the infomercial for Mortal Kombat. But wait, there's more.
There's more.
There is.
So go on.
And that starts at Mortal Kombat 3. But to continue with Mortal Kombat 2, you know, Liu Kang's just whooping ass through all the main bad guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, he kills Shang Tsung. He beats Shao Kahn.
Kentaro, not to be mistaken with Goro.
Yeah.
Or
did you say Guaro?
Goro.
Mongo.
It's like Goro in a Guar costume.
Can't agree with Mongo.
Mongo. Replacing saddles.
Don't send in the horses. I'm not finishing it. Mel Brooks said it. Not me.
Go on.
Go on, please.
And then in the background, you have like all the cool ninjas and stuff. You have, you know, reptiles come into the foreground. Scorpion.
Okay.
Young Sub-Zero. Or Dub-Zero.
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 And, you know, there's all the kind of better, but...
Well, they brought in Katana. Like, they brought in, like, Katana, and she was, like, a princess somewhere, and then Melina was, like, the evil...
Her evil clone, or whatever. Something ridiculous.
Well, do you remember
like that.
Baraka? That
yes.
ugly
the president.
Guy?
Yeah. I remember that guy.
He's a Tarkatan or something like that?
Yeah, I think they said Tarkatan or something like that.
Tarkatan or something. It's a really weird name. It's just like this monstery looking thing.
Send in the Tarkatans!
That's my yeah. background at work, and like this lady comes in like, you into all that devil shit? I'm like, it's from a video game.
The devil shit.
Yeah, but Mortal Kombat is kind of some devil shit.
It is, yeah. It's because he's got sharp teeth and blades coming out of his arms.
Melina's actually an experiment between Katana's DNA and the DNA from a Tarkatan.
Oh.
So that's why she's all evil and violent and stuff.
The Tarkatan Peninsula?
Yes.
Neat.
Yeah, and they had smoke in there. So, you know what? Let's make the jump to Mortal Kombat 3. We got about 20 minutes to finish this show.
Let's make the leap.
Mortal Kombat 3. So Liu Kang beats Shao Kahn. They win again.
And they're like, come on back next week.
No.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
So for the third time, Shao Kahn's pissed. He wants to he just decides to take Earthrealm, screw all the stuff. What he does is he revives his queen in the Earthrealm. And then so he's like, well, my wife that's been dead for 5,000 years just got revived in Earth, so I'm taking Earth now to go get her.
So it's I don't know what that would be, like for monarchs.
It's a loophole.
Is that like the Three Musketeers when they're trying to join like France and Spain?
Isn't that called a manifest destiny?
No.
Where you just take something?
It's kind of like manifest destiny.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, kind of.
So it's like the manifest destiny of...
Well, that's mine. Why? Well, I touched it first.
It's like what Monsanto does when they have their, you know...
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about that.
My seed's in your field.
My seed's
mine.
In your field. Your field's mine now.
Yeah. It's mine now.
It is.
Oh. That's exactly what it's like.
No take
so
back.
He's Monsantoing Earth.
Monsanto is the...
is our
Shere Khan of... Monsanto's the Shere Khan.
So Monsanto is...
No, hold on.
Monsanto
Shere Khan is from The Jungle Book. Shao Kahn is from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's the tiger, dude. That's a tiger.
Nonetheless, Cher Con Santo.
Ironically, the actor who played Liu Kang was also in the live-action Jungle Book film.
Was he Mowgli?
Bringing it full circle.
Mowgli.
I'm going to check it out to make sure that I'm not an asshole, but go ahead. Keep telling the story while I confirm.
Different
this.
Asian guy. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. They all look alike.
But yeah, so Shao Kahn gets beat. He decides to devise his plans. He has his lackeys take his bride's preserved corpse to the Earth Realm and then revive her. So then it's like...
Now, when you say revive, I pictured he just getting down and getting busy. I have revived the corpse.
I picture it like the mummy where she has to eat souls or something.
Yeah, I have no idea, but that's Sindel.
Okay. Not
the hair lady that screams.
Oh, okay. He did well for himself.
Yeah, she was
She looked pretty well together for after 5,000 years of being buried.
Yeah. Good for him.
Was she supposed to come back and everything was supposed to be wrapped up all nice? Like... Sorry, babe. I wasn't able to get Earth back on my own.
Was she just, like, cool with the whole thing? Like, you waited 5,000 years. Like, you could have done this whenever, and you waited 5,000 years.
He was trying to do it the right way through, like, 10 Mortal Kombats, because they thought they had it in the bag.
Well, and they came back, they're like, Tobias, Boone, we need another game.
I would imagine there's a pretty hefty pile of laundry waiting for her.
It's just a big pile of skull masks and spiky pauldrons.
All he wears is like spiky shoulder pads and a skull mask.
He dresses in a loincloth, right?
I'm not even sure if he has that.
I think it's just several stitched together skulls that cover his
right?
wiener.
Oh.
Yeah, so his dong is just in the back of someone's head. Are you still looking up Jungle Book shit?
Oh, I actually was. I stopped to talk, but don't go. Keep doing.
I'm
keep
pretty
talking.
Sure that Mowgli was Indian. So I don't think he was Chinese.
Japanese?
Liu Kang?
Dirty knees.
Look at these. he was in Back to the Future 2.
Liu Kang?
No, Mowgli. I think I may have made a mistake.
Why don't you talk about Mortal Kombat while Dirk gets sidetracked?
And so anyways, Sindel gets revived. Earth is just doomed. I mean, you know, everything's come from the outworld.
Why did that happen?
Futurama. Go ahead.
I got it.
Why does anything I do happen?
Shao Kahn gathers these extermination squads, I think is what they were labeled as, and they're controlled by like the Shokans, which are like Goro, Mintaro, Shiva.
He was Bruce Lee in the Bruce Lee story. He wasn't in Mortal Kombat. I'm sorry, Asian people.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Hello, Internet. This is Dirk. I'd like to apologize.
Bruce Lee, Mortal Kombat. I think we've already established.
Bruce Lee, Liu Kang, they all look alike.
There we go. Our guest host, Brandon. Go on.
Sorry.
So what are you talking? Okay, I kind of had you...
Yeah, Earth is, you know, on the cusp. Is that the right word?
Precipice.
Precipice of destruction. Sure.
Take that word, Rango.
On the rain-slick precipice of destruction.
And now everyone's got to go back to Earth to fight and save Earth once again. And then it adds more characters like Ermac, Noob Saibot, Rain.
What about
Cyrax?
Cyrax
and
Sector.
Yeah.
And
Cable.
Sector.
Chameleon.
I love that the idea of adding more characters is just changing the colors on the existing ones.
Cyrax and Sector and Smoke and Reptile and Sub-Zero.
They're like, this worked for the
Ermac,
first two games, so
Scorpion.
I need one type of sprite, and we'll just switch it up.
But they were all awesome. All the ninjas.
We're not saying that they weren't.
All awesome.
Wait, so you consider the metal guys or the robots ninjas too?
They're robot ninjas.
They're cybernetic assassins. Built by the Lin Kuei clan.
Come on, Dirk.
Query.
Wait. They were not made by Skynet?
No. They were built by Lin Kuei, which is the clan of assassins that Sub-Zero's from.
I need to stop this episode.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he knows way too much about Mortal Kombat.
I'm going to go around the room here. Give me your pros and cons. Like, what do you like about Mortal Kombat, and what didn't you like? Or what don't you like now that maybe you didn't realize back then?
That was a weird question.
It is a weird question. But if you think about it...
It's a good one, though. It's a good one.
Can I start?
Right,
For me, it's not that there's anything that they did... I don't know if there's different. It's just that they went through a period of time where they didn't know what type of game that they were. But I think all fighting games kind of did that when the 3D hit. So they lost me. Like, they lost me when they hit all 3D or when they tried to do all the spin-offs and, like, they tried to make all the... Like, the Sub-Zero game and the Jax game. So...
As much a lot of franchises do that when they try to just derail from yeah. the game that you liked and try to do something way on the other side.
Well, even so much so, like, even when it came back, wasn't, I think the first game that they popped up in, was it Marvel versus DC Universe? Or not Marvel,
Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Mortal Kombat versus DC. Was that the first one they actually came back into the new?
Yeah, yeah.
So that, I played it over at Brandon's house. Maybe it was just the setting.
Why did...
No, different Brandon. Any more? There it is. A couple more. Wow. What was that?
Real juicy.
You just like scatmanned your that fucking
was,
sneeze.
That was African. What is that language? Were they
Swahili?
Swahili. That's what that was.
You didn't. I've been picking it up from that girl that works down at the Circle K.
Quinzawocha. So yeah, no, I just think that they lost me. And then as much as I wanted to get back into Mortal Kombat, I was kind of like, you kind of did me dirty already. I just really, I can't go back. So that's as much as I want to try the new Mortal Kombats, kind of the DC Universe ones they have, or the what's the latest DC game that came out?
Oh, something Gods.
Injustice, right? Gods. Yeah. So that is in the same vein, because I know that they. So it's similar, but in my mind, I'm a Street Fighter person, so that's where I am. So that's what they did. They just they made a big 10-year mistake about their franchise.
Yeah, everyone did. That kind of shit killed a lot of franchises. I mean, we can go on forever about Mortal Kombat and Earthworm Jim and Sonic the Hedgehog and a bunch of other people that made fucking mistakes.
So how about you?
Go ahead. I'll go ahead. Yeah, I mean, Mortal Kombat was. I don't know, it added a lot of stuff to the fighting game scene, like juggling, which is now in nearly every fighting game.
I've never even noticed it.
It's.
I didn't know it was a thing, I just thought it was a dick move. I didn't know it was like an actual, like, you would try to get someone in that position and just so you could beat them.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just as viable as, like, cornering or making combos.
Let me throw a fireball, bro.
Yeah. But, I don't know, it just introduced so much. I mean, it wasn't a cartoon. Which I have nothing wrong with that. I love Street Fighter.
That also kind of sunk them, because they for the time that they came out with like a really realistic looking game, because they used real people, did real motion capture, but at the same time that was like just the technology they were using. When they jumped into the 3D, that technology.
They lost their identity.
Yeah, they didn't really work. Yeah. That's exactly right. They lost their identity.
It wasn't Mortal Kombat anymore. It was a 3D game with
all computer-generated characters instead of the mocap.
No, the newest Mortal Kombat, I actually didn't try Mortal Kombat versus DC, but MK9, which is the new one, is wonderful.
No, I want it for my arcade. They won't release it for Steam. I want it for Steam so bad so I can put it on my arcade.
But it also has a story mode. And it takes you through that entire Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 storyline.
Oh, cool.
So you can actually go through that entire thing with updated graphics, updated moves. It's really nice.
Okay, I know we're not talking about it. Didn't they eventually kill Liu Kang?
Liu Kang does die, yes.
Okay.
And then he comes back as zombie Liu Kang.
Yeah.
From the past.
Yeah, there's...
To save your father.
Pretty much. Yeah, they,
is that
they
true?
Do that. Well, not there's not a father involved, but...
They do.
Right in and... Liu Kang.
Okay, so Chester, you button match.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a big on the whole fighting genre, the fighting game genre, honestly. It just never did it for me. I like story-driven games, adventures.
He just went on for a fucking hour about a story.
Well,
that's not in the gameplay.
That's outside of the game. Yeah. I mean, unless you read the little paragraph at the end when you beat it with your character. Yeah. So Sonya Blade goes on to...
Probably reads a lot of fan fiction, too.
Finish college and marry a rich guy. But
you can't do the slow jerk.
But slower.
I'm just stopped now. I'm stopped.
So yeah. No, I mean, fighting games, like going back to Street Fighter 2, never got into it.
Wow.
None of them.
All right.
Everyone loves Street Fighter.
How about you, Cyburns?
You want some of this milk?
You want some of this milk?
I'd like the violence because I. Again, I know I've said it before.
I'm a violent person.
I'm not a violent person. I just enjoy seeing it. But it was slow. It felt slow playing, like coming from Street Fighter to Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
That transition just Street Fighter 2 is so fast, and then you go to play Mortal Kombat, and you're just like...
I think you fell off on Mortal Kombat 3, though, because Mortal Kombat 3 kind of picked it up, and they added a bunch of combos, right? That's when you could just... you could rail on somebody for...
Mortal Kombat 3 added the run button.
Yeah.
The dial... They're called dial-a-combos. It's those fast, hard-hitting combos.
Yeah, just... They kind of stole that from Killer Instinct, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the fast-pacedness really peaked in Mortal Kombat 3, and then it died.
Yeah, it just kind of took a while to get there. I mean, it looked cool, and I the motion capture thing was awesome. Like, at the time, like that was top-notch shit. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. But it just felt real clunky and slow to me coming off of, because I'm a big Street Fighter fan.
Well, with the motion capture thing, like, you could see there. I know there are a lot of games that actually that started piggybacking off that. Like, what is it? Imitation is the highest form of flattery. So they were like leading the pack with all that. But then by the third game, they started taking from other game franchises that were kind of like competing with them, like with the combo thing from Killer Instinct. So that to me leads to where they just started like losing their identity and falling off. So,
but it was good.
But at the same time, I mean, that was probably the best game there was.
Mortal Kombat 3.
Mortal Kombat 3. Yeah. Well, the renditions of it.
Yeah, well, that's where they tied everything together. You got the most amount of characters. Everything was super fluid, and you didn't have to break blocks in between stages.
Well,
for Mortal Kombat 1.
You didn't have to test your might.
Yeah.
But...
I like how you can choose like the novice, medium, like how many people do you want to fight to get to Shao Kahn?
Yeah, that was also nice. I think they actually
straight to Shao Kahn.
They didn't have that in the first two.
No, the first one and the second one, you had to actually go through a progression.
Yeah.
So.
Any game that you can turn into an anteater or a shark and kill somebody at?
I missed that part. Was Animality. That the Animality?
Animality.
Whose Animality is an anteater?
Noob Saibot.
Jesus Christ.
That's dumb.
Is that because they don't even suck? Anteaters don't suck? Why? Who's the shark?
They don't suck. They don't suck.
I don't remember who the shark is.
Wait. I want to know what the anteater... We'll watch the video after this. I want to know what the anteater does to kill somebody.
I love
just, like, beats it with its snout.
I don't even know what you're doing there anymore.
Yeah, that was the motion the tongue makes on the outside of an aardvark's mouth. Right? When it licks its lips? Is that what you were just doing?
No. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Talking about aardvarks, man.
Aardvarks? We've been going on for about an hour and 10 minutes, and you have been very, like always, wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, thanks for playing along, and
you're going to be on our point cast,
guiding us through this.
Sweet. Yeah. So I think that's, you know, we'll let you folks.
Thanks, y'all, for coming for stopping by the Casual Cards.
Y'all come back now.
Okay, that wasn't at all what I wanted. So,
no, what were you wanting?
All right.
Anyway,
thanks for listening to episode 15.
How about we should mention that we got stickers.
Oh, the stickers are real. They're tangible. I held them in my hand.
I actually have a sticker on my computer. Chester's got one
on his computer. I have one on my truck.
I have one on
Brandon
my car.
Has one on his car.
Yeah, he's got. So we have stickers. I know that if anybody follows us on Twitter, if you send us a direct message with your home address,
direct message, please. I cannot stress that enough. Send me a direct message or email me. Do not put your fucking address on Twitter. Don't be that guy. And then blame me for it.
Ryan will come and give
you
a sticker.
Hey, you told me to put my address up there.
Yeah, it's
tweet
also,
your address to everybody.
We also found out yesterday that there are a couple video gaming podcasts out there in Phoenix, so hopefully within the next month or two we can get in contact with
them.
We're
going to find you.
We will find you.
We'll meet you at Metro
Center. We're going to find you. Yeah, anyway, we are on iTunes. We are on Stitcher. Check us out on Twitter at Casual Cowards. But yeah, go ahead. Now you can do the outro.
Thanks for listening to episode 15 of The Casual Cowards. Chester. I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
And I'm Brandon.
And I'm Chester. Last as always.
Get over here!
Oh my god!
A little loud.
Okay, so can you turn the computer down just a smidge? Oh, look at that. Oh, Brandon's about to show you up. Like, I got debit cards for days, son.
No, these are like Castles and Coaster cards.
No.
Dave and Buster's. Nice.
Further adding to why Dave he's cards. Such a video game expert.
Because he's a child. Guy at work called me fat the other day. Called me a fat asshole, actually.
That's a little different.
Yeah.
Shouldn't call me a fat asshole, Jimmy. Yeah. My grandma called me a fat asshole once.
All right.
Oh, are we ready? I'm sorry.
Was that the musical intro? Yeah, welcome to Casual Cowards. My name is Chester.
I hear shut the fuck up, I'm gonna fuck you in the face.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Shut the fuck up, I'm gonna fuck you in the face.
One more time. Yep. Shove it in my butt or I'll punch you in your face.